This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Most popular items to discuss in the world are on programs like this. We discuss turmoil, how to fix problems, how to get your power up into high gear. Everything going on in your life, subject to scrutiny here on the DJV show, DJV Experience. Jennifer Horn is, I'm not sure she'll be back on Friday, if I'm not mistaken. So Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and I are here to discuss the issues of the day, including, as luck would have it, and no luck or unlucky, but we are ready, or many, I shouldn't say we, I don't have any kids going to school. Well, maybe that's not true. My grandson started a sort of social play group a couple of weeks ago. Now, that's not seasonal. School, the public schools around the country, gearing up to start again in the next month, and so we have the results of a study regarding diversity and what can be learned in public school education at the hands of diversity. I think diversity is very important, so we're going to explore that in a few moments. Right now, though, some thoughts on buying happiness. There's a new study out this week, ladies, that suggests that your cash is best spent on freeing up your time. This is a survey done of 6,000 adults. The researchers found those who spent money on time-saving services like cleaners, landscapers, that kind of stuff, reported greater life satisfaction no matter how much money they made. Some of the researchers would say spending money on experiences is the way to go instead of, well, I don't know. I like mowing my lawn. I don't do it because I don't. I guess I mow hay more than I mow lawn. I'm not the typical. But if I find that time, everybody's different. The time I spend on my equipment, and I think the same would be true if I were had a riding lawnmower to do my lawn, is time I spend thinking about life and how wonderfully thankful I am. You hear me say that all the time. I do. I zone out when I'm on my tractors. And I would think sometimes people who do this, my father in the last years of his life loved to take care of the grounds on my farm, and he'd get on the little mower and he'd go around and I could see him enjoying. Now, I don't know whether you like to clean or not. I know some people who love to clean. Maybe that's not you. So if it isn't you, maybe that's how this applies, Victoria. Mm-hmm. If you feel like what you get out of cleaning, I don't clean my house. I have people that use my property on the farm, and so in exchange for that, they take care of the landscaping on the farm and at the house. But generally speaking, I find these things satisfying. I can't tell you that I like cleaning a lot.
Do you have someone clean your bathrooms and the kitchen and everything?
Yeah, somebody cleans the house.
Everyone I know has a cleaning lady. They're very happy people, so yeah. I think I should invest in
one. The people who are cleaning or the people who don't have to clean?
No, the people who don't have to clean their house.
When did we stop, though? Did that all stop when women started working? When did we start having people? My mother cleaned, I don't know, my mother, my father. I don't guess anybody really did a great job. I remember I cleaned my room, but things were different in my household than was the normal case. But the house was clean enough. But I don't ever remember until, and when I was married for those 7 years, I didn't ask. I did. You know, I'm thinking about it now. There was never really any understanding of who would have what job other than I was supposed to bring home the bacon, and then that's how we would live. But Tony actually worked. She was a school teacher, as was I. I took care of the outside of the house. That's the way it worked, and she took care of the inside of the house. But when did it go the way of in your mother's era? Because pretty much everybody today that I know, brings a cleaning person in, and
right,
most of them are Hispanic. So when did that start?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I would
assume that it is that you're going to have somebody clean your house, right? That's just what you do.
Yes. I mean, yeah. It's hard to say this without sounding bad, but in my apartment, I would love to have someone, but I can't justify it. It's too small. We can handle it ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
But if I had a house, yes, I would definitely, and my friends who have houses have a cleaning person come in once a week. I mean, I don't know. I guess it sounds snotty, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's very representative of where you come from, too, because I don't know. My family doesn't have a cleaner, and I don't think anyone in my family has a cleaner for their house, and I don't know any friends in the area where I grew up who also have cleaners. I mean, my roommate's boyfriend has a cleaner, but it's because they have a house with five guys and none of them were cleaning it themselves.
Can you imagine?
And essentially all of the girlfriends girlfriends said, "Hey, we're not staying here or showering here again until you get someone to clean it."
Yes.
So I guess you can get it for fairly cheaply if you have a decent amount of people. Like, you've got five different people who are splitting it, and she just comes once per month. But I don't know. It's kind
once
of funny.
A month. Yeah.
Well, I mean, compared to what it was before.
Five guys and once a month?
She they do their own kind of individual cleaning, but it was the kind of bathtub that had a ton of gunk and gross stuff all built up. And so she comes and
imagine.
Does, like, a super-duper thorough cleaning. So it's better than it was before.
I'm thinking about I was just kind of wafting off into what my son's apartment looks like in Los Angeles and my daughter's home looks like. My former wife, their mother, was a clean freak. Everything was clean, spick and span. And so Megan and Brendan have inherited, they don't have cleaners come in, but they keep their place just spick and span. And so I guess it is what you're trained to do. I don't like dirt. I'm not organized so that the feng shui lady has a conniption fit when she comes in. But as far as dust and dirt and that sort of thing, I don't like it. I don't like being around it. I don't think it's healthy.
But you're always covered in dirt.
Well, but I wash it off. I take a shower every day, thanks.
In your pool?
I don't have a pool at this house.
He jumps in the neighbor's pool.
Yeah. But it's kind of interesting to see what people's habits are, and again, where this experience of having somebody clean the house came from. I don't know anybody in this neighborhood where I am, where the farm is, that doesn't have a cleaner. My sister has the same cleaner. All of the people that I know have the same lady clean the house, and she's from Brazil. And it's actually started quite a little good business. Anyway, that's. It is a way of thinking about diversity. Think about it this way. Why is it that certain people do certain jobs? Is it part of what they learn from their experience at home or in school or whatever? We're going to talk about diversity in our educational system as we get ready for a new school year in just a moment here on the DJB Show.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
The kids are not listening to me.
I got this. Who wants ice cream?
Oh, so that's how you get them to listen.
With available powerful third-row seats in the Ford Explorer, there's always more room for the whole family. And then some.
Impressive, huh?
No, not really.
Wait, who are the two in the third row?
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Now with summer's hottest offer. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Travis's cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Coming up to 15 past the hour, the DJB experience. So, excuse me, how many of you think back on your own experience when you started school in kindergarten and going through high school to the people who were around you? I was thinking as I knew we were going to talk to these two folks about what's going on at school, how much our population has changed, and that, of course, includes what's going on in the public schools. Joining us now, Francis Masano, who's the managing partner at New Schools Venture Fund, and Siamara Padinsi, who is worker in the CEO of Promise 54. I want to, if I can, Siamara, talk about Promise 54 first. What is that all about? What's Promise 54?
Absolutely. Good morning. Well, Promise 54 is a brand new organization that we're launching in the field of education to help enable organizations to become really healthy places for their adults so that those adults can create great outcomes for students.
So what does that all mean? That sounds, forgive me, it sounds political. It sounds like a political speech. What is, let's boil that down. What are you creating? What do you want? What's the end goal?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we want for our adult workers, our teachers, our school leaders, our nonprofit staff, et cetera, the adult workers who are working every day incredibly hard for students and for educational equity in the education sector, to be able to be within organizations where they feel supported and where they can develop professionally, where they can thrive, where they choose to stay so that they can have great outcomes for kids.
All right. So, Mr. Masano, you lead this New School Venture Fund, which has released a report called Unrealized Impact. You both were participants in putting this together. What'd you learn from this?
Yes, hi, and sorry to disappoint, but this Francis is a lady, so.
I should look at the way it's spelled. If it's with an ES, it's a lady. If it's an IS, it's a man. Yes, go ahead.
You got it. So hopefully you learned something new today. If nothing else, the difference between ES and IS, yes.
Yeah.
So we were really excited to be sponsors of this study. And in terms of what we learned a number of things, but I'll just share some of the things that really stood out to us. So one, we were really surprised, as you were saying, how student population is changing in our country, that when you look at how the student population is changing and you look at who our students are, there is a mismatch between students and the education leadership in our sector. And so let me give you one stat as an example. So when you look at the Latino student population, about 40% of the students, 40% of the students in the study are Latino, whereas only 8% are CEOs. So when you see this major mismatch like that, you do wonder what impact that might have on decision making. Like, do we truly understand our students? Do we truly understand their backgrounds as we're making decisions and plotting a path forward in our education system?
CEOs of companies. Do you mean CEOs of companies in general? Just you're looking across the landscape at who's running what businesses?
Well, we mean in terms of education organizations. What the survey did is we got data from education organizations, including schools, nonprofit organizations, advocacy organizations. So all these different kinds of organizations, largely nonprofits and schools, working within the education landscape, the education sector. So these, we're really not talking about businesses for the most part when we share this data.
You're talking about people who influence education directly.
That's right. That's right. And so when you're really thinking about the importance of having organizations that understand our students, who understand the kids that are showing up every single day, we think it's really important for leadership to reflect the backgrounds of the students that they are serving.
So that's sort of the same argument that started 10, 15, 20, 25 years ago when it came to Americans who are black, the whole business about being more students and less administrative focus. The black administrators hadn't advanced to the point where there were equal numbers or the ratio was the same. So I think that's the same. We're looking at the same sort of thing here, are we not?
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So where do you expect to go with this? Is this going to change the standards and mores in the system, having this study? What's it going to push us to do?
Yeah. Well, you know, we have high hopes. There are so many organizations, schools, nonprofits in the education sector that are working incredibly hard to diversify their staff and also to build a more inclusive environment, a more equitable environment. But they're struggling often to figure out what are the most promising practices and how do we engage those, how do they engage those, and how to make progress. So
if you're involved,
get into their hands, we'll help them.
Let me send to people that might be involved, school committees, that sort of thing, school administrators, to the website newschools.org, newschools.org. Thank you for being here, both of you.
The The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Those songs they ever did, and they did some pretty raw stuff. But if you listen to the lyric line of this, how many people actually listen? They just listen to the guitars and Keith and Mick up there jumping around. They don't really know what they're singing about. But if you listen to the lyric line, I don't know why this wasn't. This came out in the era when they were like Lay Lady Lady. Was not a lot. The disc jockeys couldn't say Lay Lady Lay.
Why?
To introduce the
I love that song, by the way. It's a gorgeous song.
But it's, you know what it's about. And even if it wasn't about that, hearing back in that era of the late 60s, early 70s, the prudishness took over. And so disc jockeys were told not to. They just said, call the song. No, just say, here's a new song by Bob Dylan, isn't that?
Well, I know the Stones, I think it was on the Ed Sullivan show, they had changed the lyrics, right?
Yeah, and then they said, they promised Ed Sullivan they wouldn't sing this
Let's
song.
Let's Spend the Night Together?
Yeah, and Spend the Night Together, both of them.
And then they had to change it to Let's Spend Some Time Together?
Yeah, but then they didn't do that. When they went on the air, they just sang, and Sullivan was, they never went back again.
Oh. Anyway. It worked out okay for them anyway.
Oh, they're fine, thank you. So now they're back in the studio to record their first album of original material in 12 years. The boys are back on Ask Keith Richards. He's got his own YouTube channel. He's asked, are you inspired to get back in the studio? And he says, yes, we are. What are you expecting to say? No, I think this sucks. What a stupid way of promoting this. Anyway, the album's called Blue and Lonesome. Well, that came out last year. Yeah, right. So
I think the question was, after doing Blue and Lonesome, are you inspired to do more original recordings? I think that was really what the question was supposed to be.
Right.
So that's his answer was, yes, we're going to do some, you know, original stuff.
Well, that was a cover. That was a cover album, was it?
Right.
Not?
Yeah. Of all their favorite blues songs.
Yeah. This is original material that's going to be done in this new album that's coming out.
Right.
So, but you know what? That, by the way, this song is from Blue and Lonesome. There's still something good about. Remember what I said earlier on about the fact that these guys were considered raucous and rowdy when they first were on the scene. So things have changed somewhat. Here's a story about a very pleasant. I love actually talking about this guy because I think he sets a good example. Darius Rucker, who did not used to be a country music star, now is. And he said, am I giving up my day job? But he's expanding his resume. He's an avid golfer, apparently, and passionate fan of playing golf. He's going to host a new show called On Par with Darius Rucker on SiriusXM's Golf Channel. Good God. I forgot they had a golf channel. There's a golf channel on TV, too, right?
Yes. They call it the golf channel. My dad watches it a lot.
I can really? Imagine. How do you listen to golf? I mean, it's pretty bad to watch. But I imagine listening to it, all you're hearing is silence and then a couple people yelling,
right? Well, they don't,
right?
I don't think they broadcast golf matches or games or whatever they're called, but...
Golf matches, yeah, right. Anyway, he's going to talk to pro golfers about the game. Excuse me, he said, I think it'll be more of a conversation than an interview. We'll talk about the game. But I want to talk about what music they listen to. What about their life? See, that might make something interesting.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what Phil Mickelson listens to on the radio or
right.
What goes
and
on?
And look at Jordan
life?
Spieth. I mean, he's becoming the new rock star of golf. Right. So, sure, I think that that's really interesting.
Yeah. Tiger Woods, who's his girlfriend today.
Yeah.
I'd like to play in at Pebble Beach and some of these other great courses around. Yeah, it should be an interesting thing. So SiriusXM, it starts on the 26th.
Tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. Yeah. All right. So that takes care of that. And we find ourselves at 28 past the hour in the DJV experience.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Just for fun. Hi. 34 after the hour. DJ The Experience. I'm Dex Steffen. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen are here. And we're going to do some traveling around. All right? Let's go to Moscow first. Everybody want to go to Moscow? All those you want
to. Send me a postcard.
Can we go to the beach instead?
Yeah, I know, right?
All right. Well, the reason we're going to Moscow is to find out what people are listening to on the radio. We tend to think, I believe we tend to think, that we're so unique in many ways, and we are in America, but even when it comes to technology, people, they listen to the radio in Moscow? I remember when I did a tour, ladies, when the Iraq war started, I decided to go around Europe because we were being told that this was something that everybody wanted us to do. All the Europeans wanted us to go into Iraq and clean it up. So I did a 5-city tour of Europe in a week. Started in London, went to Paris, went to Vienna, I went to, I stopped in Zurich and Geneva and I think Milan. I'm trying to remember. I think that was the five cities. To get in, I spent the program talking to people. I went into radio studios that were pretty much the same as what I had here in America, using the same technology. They just spoke a different language, and people were shocked that there was... I remember getting some notes back where you go, what, they have radio in France? No. Yeah, they do, and they have it in Moscow, and the number one talk radio or the number one station is the talk radio station. They have, it's called the Echo of Moscow. I find that interesting. And they even have ratings over in the Moscow radio market, same as we do here in this country and elsewhere around the world. So
on
the
scale of 1 to 10, how much did Putin like our show today? That's the ratings.
Well, it's interesting. There are 46 stations in Moscow, and the most popular is the one that does news talk. It's owned by a conglomerate, mostly pals of Putin. They've owned it for 6 years. They have two stations that are number one and number two, and they're all news talk stations. And the third one is the government-owned station. Some people compare it to NPR or public radio, which is not, that's nonsense. This is the government running talk programs. It's like the Republican Party having talk programs, the Democratic Party having talk programs, that kind of stuff, except these are run with government figures, government. I can't imagine anything more boring. I remember I used to have to do that kind of stuff for the community. We used to have Sunday program. We interview politicians and government officials. Oh, my God. Whew. I'd rather watch paint dry. It was sort of a way that I cut my teeth on understanding how to talk to people. It was good training for me, but the conversation was, ay, ay, ay. So, anyway, what did you say a few minutes ago, Victoria? You zoned out.
Yeah.
I was, even when I talked to people, I wasn't really, I shouldn't admit this probably, I wasn't really listening to what they had to say because they had nothing to say.
Yeah.
In essence, so.
Been there. Anyway,
but I... You want to share some of those?
Present company excluded.
Of course. I just thought it would be interesting for people to know that in Moscow, they like News Talk Radio best. So there you go. All right, let's see. Moving now to Japan, the robot called Little Sunfish, helping find nuclear waste. Remember the nuclear power plant in Fukushima that blew up? How many years ago? That was 2011, I think, right? Yeah. So now they've decided that there's some kind of they're trying to reopen it or, you know, get people back into that area. So they have to do some research to find out if there's any waste still there. And they found, yes, there is. This robot fitted with a couple of cameras found nuclear debris at the focus of the cleanup effort. So this tsunami that hit the plant in 2011 and all the fuel rods that overheated and melted and went into the ocean, it's still there.
Mm-hmm. And it's so, still affecting the tuna, so shouldn't really be eating a lot of West Coast sushi.
No. Well, I keep saying that to people. Sushi is the worst possible thing you could be eating. It's horror. Never mind the stuff that comes from the Western Pacific. But in general, what the sushi that comes from fish that are grown in Vietnam, let's say, or all over
Asia. Any farm-raised fish.
Just full of parasites like pork. If you don't, you know, cook, we've all been told, cook pork, cook it until it's well done, because you get rid of the parasites that are in the pork, because that's just, parasites grow in pork. And if you don't, you get them into your system, and you won't ever get them out. It'd be awful. And the same kind of parasites are showing up, these little worms, and I'm not talking about Justin Bieber, the Bieber worm. They're little worms that get into the cellular structure, into the flesh of, as it does in the pork, it gets in the flesh of the fish. And you don't want to have anything to do with that. I think people that eat sushi are just, I'm sorry, stupid. I think with all the stuff that's around, maybe I shouldn't say stupid, ill-informed.
Yeah, maybe a little harsh.
And maybe a little, well, with all the information about how bad it is, though, you're ill-informed. I'll just leave it that way. And somebody's going to say, you arrogant, so-and-so. No, I'm just looking out for you. If you want to eat it and kill yourself, help yourself. That wouldn't be my choice.
Well, I mean, I do like sushi, and a lot of people do, but I would just like to spread the message of you should probably go very, very lightly on the tuna. It's the most popular type of sushi roll out there, but that tuna is...
Salmon is coming from these areas.
Well, the farm-raised salmon is gross. I don't eat that at all.
Yeah, you don't want to... Yeah. And most of it comes from Asia, Vietnam, Cambodia, those places, just, you know. And by the way, courtesy of the great, the intelligentsia in the Food and Drug Administration, they don't have to test any of that stuff. We have to test our stuff that's done, that's grown here. But all that stuff that gets imported, never gets tested. It's fine. Bring it in. Help yourself. Excuse me. Let's keep traveling, shall we? Let's go to Milan, where the officials of the city of Milan have banned selfie sticks. So that's bad news. If you're going to Italy this summer, you want to get a picture of yourself in front of the Milan Cathedral. Nope. It has officially been banned. The selfie stick poking people in the eye. What else?
Selfie sticks are... I thought that this phenomenon had died out, but apparently it hasn't really.
Yeah, right.
Selfie stick people are the worst. They're the ones, these are the geniuses who have fallen off cliffs. Do you know literally, because you know I love Shark Week and we're in Shark Week, more people have died from taking a selfie than shark attacks in the history of shark attacks.
Yeah.
So that's insane. You literally have a better chance of dying taking a selfie than you do swimming in open water in South Africa with great whites. That's a stat.
Oh my God! Isn't that,
I just heard that on Shark Week the other night.
Yeah, of course. I get all my information from Shark Week.
I do.
So let's see. What else are they banning in Milan? Glass bottles. Let's see here. Cans. Food trucks. You can't have because they make such a mess. People just are sloppy. You know, I've got to hand it. You've heard me talk about the event that we had on the farm over the weekend. We had 1,400 people come. It was a food truck, ice cream truck. People were there. We had reenactments of the Civil War, and we had a lot of flea market stuff in there. You know, it took us 5 minutes to clean up. At the end of the day on Sunday, I got into the loader, and Mary and Sneaker, the two people on the farm, we went around and cleaned up all the rubbish on the ground and all that. We had trash buckets everywhere. It was amazing to see how thoughtful people were. So I was very pleased, frankly, how easy it was to clean up. Because people oftentimes are so messy and they are thoughtless. Milan is quite a beautiful city. Most of those old cities in Italy are really quite beautiful.
Yep.
So anyway...
Was it Rome or Florence? We did a story a month or so ago that they're now, they don't want people sitting and eating on the cathedral steps, so they're spraying them down.
I think it was Florence.
Yeah, I think it was Florence. Yeah. I mean, if you have to do that, and then they've banned open can alcohol because people are throwing up everywhere at night. People are just so clueless and have no respect for history and architecture.
That's what it is.
And
thank
beauty
you.
And
yeah. It's antisocial behavior, disrespect, and these selfie sticks are just the latest in all kinds of things that you'd think people would be conscious enough or thoughtful enough to not want to mess things up. But, that's what they are. So now the local constabulary is out looking for people who are violating the rules. And there's all kinds of stuff. You can't use a selfie in Mecca. Can't use a Lake Tahoe. Hasn't Disneyland. You get rid of these. The selfie sticks apparently are the most antisocial of all the antisocial things going on. But I would think you'd want to have. You want to teach your children, don't you? Want to teach your children how you want to be treated in the real world? I think that's really what it is, isn't it? It's thoughtlessness.
Yeah.
All right, back in America as we travel, this is not good. The use of heroin in our U.S. Cities on the rise, and the unforeseen consequence of this are the needles. In San Francisco, for example, 22,000 intravenous drug users in the city. Public Works Department collected 13,000 needles off the street a month or so ago. That's 10,000 more than they found the same period last year. Wow. Going down to Santa Cruz, where this program is heard, 12,000 needles have been found in Santa Cruz over the past 4 years. In Portland, Oregon, 16,000 needles collected last year, twice as many as the year before. And here on the East Coast, about $10 million was spent in Philadelphia to clean up tens of thousands of used syringes in the city last year. And here in Boston, 20,000 needles over the last couple of years. Wow, this is pretty damning, isn't it, huh? Needles, what in the world are you thinking? Using this stuff. What are you thinking?
This is the opioid thing, and this is what it's turned into. Yeah. This is where we are now. It's incredibly sad. Needle exchange programs, I mean, it's horrible. But
well, something to have in mind, I guess. All right, let's, the question of the day now is when it comes to work, are you hiring? You have your own business. I got something really interesting yesterday that I wanted to pass along to you, those of you who are in business and want to make sure you find in the fastest way the great hires. How do you find really good people? I have been looking around the job sites. There are all kinds of jobs that Google even has. You know, they have everything at Google, salary.com, Twitter, jobs flag, jobs.com, Facebook, Job Rapido, Glassdoor, all of the various job sites that do a good job, they're all sort of amalgamated thanks to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV is the fastest way to hire great people. All of these sites is where your job posting will go. All the candidates then are looking in one place, and you'll find qualified candidates, and they'll roll in. Make it easy to screen them, rate them, make the best hiring decisions for your business. I'm looking at the view features they have at ZipRecruiter. Try it free. Try ZipRecruiter free today by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. If you're hiring, you got to go here. There's just no other way to do this that's intelligent. And join lots of people, lots of companies, TrueCar, IHOP, Verizon, AT&T, Marriott, Burger King, Netflix, all hiring using ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Try it first free.
The Ford summer sales event is in full swing.
The kids are not listening to me.
I got this. Who wants ice cream?
Oh, so that's how you get them to listen.
With available powerful third row seats in the Ford Explorer, there's always more room for the whole family. And then some.
Impressive, huh?
No, not really.
Wait, who are the two in the third row?
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford summer sales event. Now with summer's hottest offer. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Once again, there is a doctor in the house. I play one on the radio from time to time. Yes, Dr. Doug here, without a license, but I have Dr. E. Jackson Stockwell, otherwise known as Jack to his friends, and I'm one of his friends, so I call him Jack. He and his wife, Mary, produce a fabulous podcast that a lot of people, Victoria among them, are listening to some of the podcasts to get specific information. They're so well put together, well produced. Go to the ForbiddenDoctor.com and look at the list of things that are covered by Mary and Jack, and I bet you'll find something there that'll help you if you have any kind of malady or you're maladjusted or something's bothering you. And so when are we going to get a podcast on heat stroke?
Well, we could talk about heat stroke really fast.
We can. All right. We'll need a podcast.
Well,
a lot of people are suffering.
You know,
it's so hot around the country.
Yes.
Everywhere you go, it's hot, hot, hot. And a lot of people are suffering from heat stroke. So you've had questions about it. What do you tell people?
Well, our bodies obviously have an air conditioning system. It's called sweating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and any time water will evaporate, I can't remember the exact numbers. I think it's like 1 cubic centimeter of fluid on the surface of the body will release, once it evaporates, will release about 640 calories of heat, if I remember the numbers correctly.
Really?
Which is how the air conditioning system in a car or a house works. It's expansion, contraction of gas.
Mm-hmm.
Inside a closed system. Well, and our bodies obviously isn't closed.
Everybody's body has a contraction system like that.
Well, to some extent it does. And here's the problem. When that system isn't working correctly, body temperature can rise really fast. Mm-hmm. And if your internal body temperature gets to the point about 104 degrees Fahrenheit higher, serious problems begin to take place. Just like we have a certain pH balance in the blood. If it gets a little too alkaline, you're going to go into a coma. If it gets a little too acidic, you're going to go into a coma. Well, the body temperature works the same way. There's certain kinds of enzyme processes in the body work at a certain temperature. If it gets too cold, you list off into unconsciousness. If it gets too hot, you'll actually die because nerve tissue begins to be compromised by the heat. So, and I just got a little text here from Mary on the site. She says, we do talk about heat stroke in our podcast. Sorry, babe.
Yeah.
There's so many of the podcasts now, and I don't have the list here in front of me. I forget. But she says there is a podcast on that subject. And it just requires emergency treatment. But the best thing, like most conditions, is prevention ahead of time. And the prevention ahead of time is to make sure that when you are outside in the sun, vitamin D is being produced like crazy. Mm-hmm. And one of the main job of vitamin D is to pull calcium into the gut. And it will pull calcium out of the tissues into the gut for redistribution in the body. Now, here's the secret. Your cooling system will not work without adequate amounts of calcium deep into the tissues of the body.
So how do you know whether you have enough calcium?
Cramping. Muscle cramping. Mm-hmm. Muscle cramping, headache, not sweating as much as you should be when you're outside in the heat.
All of those things. I have muscle cramps, as you know. I do sweat well. I don't have headaches, but I do have cramps. And I try to drink more water or whatever it is, electrolytes. And remember, I was taking a calcium supplement a few years ago, and you told me to stop because I didn't need it. So, do I still not need it?
Well, it may be. It may have been the kind of the source of the calcium is what's really, really important.
Ice cream. That's good source of calcium.
Yeah. Well, the ice cream, unfortunately, is made from pasteurized milk. And when you pasteurize milk, you kill the alkaline phosphatase enzyme that's in the milk, and it's the phosphatase enzyme that binds the calcium from the milk source to your bones, or it gets it into your body properly. So you could drink a glass of raw milk like you used to sell,
yep,
and you'll get the calcium from that into your body. You drink a glass of pasteurized milk, and you'll get very little of the calcium from the pasteurized because the enzyme that makes that convergence has been destroyed by
you need to have, and what you ought to do if you have this problem is go to the Forbidden Doctor site.
Yes.
And take the symptom survey and fill all the things out that are going on with you. And then let Jack and his people analyze it.
Oh, we have an incredible staff to follow up now. Yeah, we just have an incredible staff following up on the surveys.
All right. Jack, brought to you in part by Super Beets. Super Beets, the circulation superfood. One glass a day helps give you the cardiovascular power of this amazing vegetable that produces nitric oxide. It gets the blood to your brains, to your muscle, all around your body. So to procure this, get started. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. 800-655-4183. Jack Stockwell on DJV.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.